And it's a home run! Alex is the champion!
Hey, Alex! What are you doing? You almost hit me!
Oh, sorry, Taylor. I didn't see you there. Are you okay?
Yes. Why do you have your bat and glove with you?
I have baseball practice tonight.
But should you be practicing in the jungle cafe?
Probably not. I might hit someone.
How often does your baseball team practice?
Almost every day now.
I'm sure you're becoming a great player.
Not really. My throwing skills are good, but I can't swing the bat very well.
No one can be good at everything, right?
Right. But if I can't hit the ball, I can't help my team win.
You will. All that practice will help.
Baseball is a popular sport in countries all over the world. People like to play it, and many people like to watch it. To play the game, you need a bat and a glove. If you play on a team, you will also need a uniform. A baseball player has to have good skills. He has to swing a bat, throw, and catch the ball. When a player hits the ball, he must run around the bases to score. If he scores, his team gets a point, called a run. Baseball can be fun and exciting to watch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and today we're talking about sports. That's our topic again.
That's right. And as you know from yesterday, our title is Let's Play Ball.
Well, Pauline, thanks for joining us. We're teaching together. Yesterday, we talked about some fun sports that use a ball to play with.
That's right. And today we're talking about a very popular ball sport, baseball. Baseball is a fun sport and it has a long history.
That is very true. The baseball game we see today started in North America. The game is over 100 years old and many people play it all over the world.
Yes, there are teams in Asia too. Places like South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan really love this sport.
The game has basically stayed the same, although players are getting better and better.
It is very simple. Teams just need a ball, a bat, and some gloves.
Ooh, well, it would hurt to catch a ball without a glove.
I think that it would still hurt to catch a ball with a glove. And I have seen how fast they pitch the ball. I don't think that I could hit it.
Well, maybe you can try playing with some friends. That would be an easy way to try the sport.
Well, that's a good idea. And today we can learn more about this sport. But let's first take a look at our keywords with Christina. Here she is.
Hello, 我们今天讲的是棒球, baseball. Alex 今天晚上要去练棒球. Alex has baseball practice tonight. 所以他戴着球棒和棒球手套. 名词 bat 就是球棒. He has his bat with him. 还有棒球的手套就是 glove. He also has a glove with him. Alex 觉得自己投球的技巧很不错, 但是打击不太好. His throwing skills are good. 名词 skill 就是技巧、技能. Alex can't swing the bat very well. 他挥棒挥得不太好. 挥动或者是摆动这个动作就是 swing.
And it's a home run! Alex is the champion!
Hey, Alex! What are you doing? You almost hit me.
Oh, sorry, Taylor. I didn't see you there. Are you okay?
Yes. Why do you have your bat and glove with you?
I have baseball practice tonight.
But should you be practicing in the jungle cafe?
Probably not. I might hit someone.
Alex is playing baseball. This is great.
No, Peter, he is imagining playing baseball inside. He is in the jungle cafe, and he is using a baseball bat. That's dangerous.
Okay, maybe so. But he just hit a home run. He is the champion.
Peter.
Okay, all right. Well, in baseball, when you hit a home run, that means you hit the ball so far that you can run all the way around the bases and score a run. It's the best hit you can do in baseball.
And that is why he would call himself the champion, I guess. The champion is the winner. A real champion or not, Taylor is not happy.
Yeah, well, Alex almost hit her. Almost means that it was very, very close.
Ooh, well, Alex is sorry. He apologizes to her, saying, "Sorry, Taylor, I didn't see you there. Are you okay?"
Well, I am glad that he apologizes and says that he is sorry. I know he wouldn't do that on purpose, but should he be practicing in the jungle cafe?
I don't think so. But, okay, it is a good question. So let's visit Christina for more about it. Here she is.
Alex 说今晚有棒球练习。Taylor 问他, "But should you be practicing in the jungle cafe?" 不过你应该在 Jungle Cafe 练习吗？我们来把这个句子变成肯定看看。You should be practicing in the Jungle Cafe. 这样子看的话就会发现这是一个现在进行式的句子，因为它有 be 加 ving, be 动词加现在分词的形式。我们一般的进行式是 He is taking a shower, 或者 They are practicing tennis. 只是今天用的是 should be practicing。用了助动词 should, 后面的 be 动词一定要用原形的。我们来看几个类似的例句，请你留意它所使用的原形 be 动词。They should be studying at school. They can be sleeping at home. He must be talking on the phone.
Thanks for the help, Christina. When we know that someone shouldn't be doing something,but you still want to be polite, this is a good way to ask.
Hey, Peter, look what I've got. It's a bat.
Oh, hey, Pauline, look what you have there. That's great. Just be careful. Hey, maybe you should just give me the bat.
Why? Just because I don't play baseball?
Well, yes, you should. Should you be swinging the bat around like that?
Well, probably not.
Can you be more careful, or can you give me the bat?
Probably not.
What?
Peter, probably not is today's
calendar phrase.
Probably not.
Probably not.
可能不行。
Should you play ball in the house?
Probably not.
Should you run in the house?
Probably not.
Should you swing the bat in the house?
Probably not.
Should you do your homework?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not.
可能不行。
So Alex has baseball practice tonight, and we are glad that he is excited about it. But he probably should not be playing indoors at the Jungle Cafe.
This is a good time to practice talking about some of the equipment you will use when you play baseball.
And you can try during the break, maybe use the word bat, glove, ball, or helmet.
That sounds good. Well, friends, we'll be right back right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, Peter, you used to play baseball, right?
Yes, every summer I would play the sport. In America, we often play in the summer. I would play third base.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting job. Did you like that position?
Yes, I did. I could get players out, and I had to catch the ball.
Well, that sounds great. You are going to be a good person to talk about as we continue to watch the next conversation. Here's conversation B.
How often does your baseball team practice?
Almost every day now.
I'm sure you're becoming a great player.
Not really. My throwing skills are good, but I can't swing the bat very well.
No one can be good at everything, right?
Right. But if I can't hit the ball, I can't help my team win.
You will. All that practice will help.
Well, we are learning more about Alex's baseball team now. Let's look at this question. How often does your baseball team practice?
When we want to learn more about something that happens every day or every week, or you just want to know if you do something a lot or not very much, we ask this question.
I heard you like to cook. How often do you cook dinner at home?
I cook dinner at home almost every day. You told me you like to swim. How often do you swim?
I swim every other week, but I swim more often in the summer. But hey, Peter, Alex practices baseball very often.
Yes, and we see this word almost again. He doesn't practice every day, but he is very close to practicing every day. So that is why he says almost.
Sometimes when I want to make a point to someone, I will use this word almost. Peter, you listen to that song almost every day. You must really like it.
Pauline, you say that to me almost every day. You must not like it.
Well, let's just get back to Alex. If he practices almost every day now, I'm sure he is becoming a great player.
Alex doesn't really think so. He says that his throwing skills are good, but he can't swing the bat very well.
When you practice, you are working on your skills. These are the things you are learning. And I am sorry, but I don't agree with Alex. If you practice your skills, they do get better.
Maybe so, but no one can be good at everything, right? But everyone can be good at using this sentence. Let's try with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson. Use it time. If you want to say that no one can do something particular, you can use today's use it. For example, no one can pick up an elephant, right? Or no one can drive that fast, right? This is very useful to English students, so now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, I think that Alex is getting better. It is just that he feels like it isn't enough.
I think we all feel like that sometimes. When I practice my Chinese, I always feel like I am not good enough. But I really should be happy and thankful that I am getting better each day.
Yes, all that practice will help, even if Alex thinks that he can't help his team play.
Here is Christina to help us with this sentence a little bit more.
Alex 说他的打击不太好，而打击不好的话就不能帮助球队赢球。I can't help my team win. 看一下这个句子 ,help my team win. 所以要表达帮助别人做什么事 ,help 后面的动作只要用原形动词就可以了。所以 Alex 采用 help my team win. Win 是原形动词。来看例句 ,let me help you do the dishes. 我来帮你洗碗吧。Can you help me move the sofa?你可以帮我搬沙发吗？这就是句型 help someone do something.
Thanks for that help, Christina. And now it's time to review our keywords from today. Let's practice saying them together.
All right, here is your first keyword for today. Baseball. Baseball.John played in the baseball game.
Bat. Bat. Hit the ball with the bat.
Glove. Glove. Catch the ball in your glove.
Skill. Skill.His writing skills are very good.
Swing. Swing. He swung the bat at the ball. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. You know it will help. Now let's review those conversations one more time together.
And it's a home run! Alex is the champion!
Hey, Alex! What are you doing? You almost hit me!
Oh, sorry, Taylor. I didn't see you there. Are you okay?
Yes. Why do you have your bat and glove with you?
I have baseball practice tonight.
But should you be practicing in the jungle cafe?
Probably not. I might hit someone.
How often does your baseball team practice?
Almost every day now.
I'm sure you're becoming a great player.
Not really.My throwing skills are good, but I can't swing the bat very well.
No one can be good at everything, right?
Right. But if I can't hit the ball, I can't help my team win.
You will. All that practice will help.
Hey, Ginger, what are you doing with that baseball bat?
I'm holding it.
But why?
Well, I want to practice swinging because I want to join the baseball team.
Good for you, but being on the team isn't easy.
It's not?
No, you'll need to practice hard.
Practice what?
Your skills.You need to swing the bat.
That's easy.
And hit the ball.
That's not easy.
You also need to catch the ball in your gloves.
That's easy.
Without dropping it.
That's hard.
Well, those are the skills you'll need if you want to play baseball.
Oh, I don't want to play. I just want to be on the team.
Why?
So I can sit on the bench and watch the games free.
Ginger.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about sports. And here to answer our question is my guest, Ms. Athalete.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Atha. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Atha, I have a question today from Connie Kang of Tainan, Taiwan.Connie writes, My brother loves soccer. He plays it every day. And he watches soccer games on TV. He is always talking about the World Cup. What is that?
Great question, Connie. First of all, I love soccer too. It's one of my favorite sports.
That's right. Soccer is the most popular sport in the world.
That's true. There are more soccer fans in the world than any other sport.
Yes, but in most of the world, soccer is called football.
That's right. In America, it's called soccer because there is another game that is called football.
Yes. So Connie's brother always talks about the World Cup. Can you tell us more about it?
Of course. The World Cup is the largest international soccer tournament in the world. It is the most widely viewed and followed sporting event in the whole world.
Even more than the Olympics?
Even more than the Olympics.
That's amazing. How often is the World Cup held?
The World Cup is held every 4 years. Teams from around the world compete to win the top prize.
That's exciting. Well, thanks for answering our question, Atha. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, it's been fun, and we're so thankful you joined us today and yesterday. I like talking about sports. So, Pauline, here's my question to you. What sport would you like to try? Baseball or handball?
Ooh, well, I have played baseball before a little bit in school and with friends, so I think I would like to try handball. It's just a brand new game to me. I've never even watched it, so it would be fun to do it and learn more about it.
I'm really glad that you said that, because when you hold a bat, I am very uncomfortable. So I'm glad you want to try handball instead of baseball.
Well, anyways, friends, I'm glad you joined us today. I hope this was a fun lesson for you and that you learned some good new words. Come back and join us tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.